Thank you, Chairman. Dear Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. At lunchtime on Tuesday, the 3rd of June, Mr. Kofi Annan chaired the private sector forum, which focused on fertilizers, feed, and seeds. He was assisted by Deputy Director General of FAO, Mr. Jim Butler. The 1.5-hour meeting heard reports from the above-mentioned sectors, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The aim of all presenters was to briefly introduce their organizations and outline what they saw as constraints or factors leading to the current food price crisis, and to outline suggestions on how the private sector might help mitigate prices in the short term and provide solutions to providing sufficient and affordable high-quality food over the medium to long terms. The common threads from all three sectors, plus the Gates Foundation, were the following. Encourage public-private partnerships to reduce food costs, as suggested by Mr. Kofi Annan and Mr. Jim Butler, and supported by practical approaches from the three sectors. Innovative financing, credit facilities, and insurance. Smart subsidies, such as vouchers, for seeds, feed, fertilizers, and other inputs. Reducing fertilizer distribution costs through combined country purchasing and agricultural developmental corridors that focus on reducing inefficiencies throughout the distribution chain and tying farmers to output markets. Higher prioritization of agricultural development and resource allocation by governments to fulfill their commitments on agricultural investment and to provide the conditions for private sector investment. Improved infrastructure with attention to appropriate storage facilities adapted to the particularities of seeds, feed, and fertilizers. Support the development of local industry associations and encourage their membership in global umbrella organizations. Reduce barriers to trade by eliminate taxes on feed ingredients, fertilizers, and foodstuffs, and reduce administrative burdens. Education and capacity building by encouraging students to pursue careers in agricultural sciences and provide the resources to ensure their training and subsequent employment. Provide training and capacity building to enable the adoption and implementation of global standards. Technology. We need to provide adequate investment in research and the appropriate regulatory framework for agricultural technological developments, not excluding genetically modified organisms. The private sector appreciates the opportunity of participating in this high-level debate with governments and other key stakeholders in this pressing issue of food security. We look forward to continuing the debate and, more importantly, putting in place concrete measures as outlined above. I thank you for your attention.